With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Millions of people on the East Coast growing increasingly concerned over that drone mystery. The Biden administration continues to face sharp criticism for not dealing with the matter more aggressively.
It's almost comical, some of the stories we hear. For instance, base commanders sending pilots out onto the flight line with flashlights to try to illuminate them, as opposed to, again, having clear lines of authority so commanders on the ground can protect airspace over our military bases.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton.
The administration cannot tell us where these aircraft are originating, what they're doing, whether they pose a threat, or who in the government is responsible for taking them down.
Senator Cotton making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Also, at SRNnews.com, the leader of a UN body set up to investigate serious crimes in Syria says he's willing to deploy a team there.
Syria's former president, Bashar al-Assad, has long been accused of widespread extrajudicial killings, including mass executions within the notorious prison system. This month, a U.S.-based Syrian advocacy organization claimed it has evidence of a mass grave north of Damascus containing the bodies of at least 100,000 people. Robert Petit, who heads the IIIM, said his team is ready to travel to Syria to investigate as soon as clearance is given, though he said much evidence is known to have already been destroyed and many suspects have fled.
BBC correspondent Michael Thompson reporting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli forces will stay in a buffer zone on the Syrian border, quote, until another arrangement is found that will ensure the security of all Israelis. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse making a huge investment in Sudan.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the African nation that is being ravaged by a civil war that broke out 18 months ago. Samaritan's Purse CEO Franklin Graham says, quote, so many people are suffering in this country. Millions have had to flee their homes, and reports state that 25 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. This field hospital is a way we can begin to help with the overwhelming medical needs in at least one area. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many houses of worship today closing their doors, but some congregations using the land in new ways to reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies in various parts of the nation. This is SRN News. Retail sales up last month.
The Commerce Department reports an increase in November of 0.7%. That's 0.2% better than October's number. November's jump in retail sales includes the early phase of the winter holiday shopping season. The news about the boost in spending also comes as the Fed begins its two-day policy meeting with its announcement tomorrow whether it might cut its key interest rate for a third time this year. George Williams reporting.
At the White House, President Biden endorsing a ban on congressional stock trading, a bipartisan proposal to ban trading by members of Congress and immediate families, has dozens of sponsors, but so far has not received a vote. Wall Street numbers for today. The Dow lost 267 points, the NASDAQ down 64, and S&P off 23. More details at srnnews.com.